April 18th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Cohut, please call the roll.
Olson?
Here.
Hogan?
Excused.
Burkhart?
Here.
Haley?
Here.
Morrow?
Here.
D'Andrea?
Here.
Fowler?
Excused. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance. First item on the agenda is approval of the regular meeting minutes of March 21st. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The opposed? Motion carries. Also, the minutes of the April 4th Plan Commission meeting. Any additions or corrections?
No approve. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The opposed? Motion carries. I'm going to take the agenda a little out of order because we have some business items that should be relatively quick. Before we get to the public hearing, unless there's an objection. We're to D2, Ryanwood Manor Edition Number 1, formerly known as Oakwood at Ryan, Single Family Residential District. It's a final plat for this subdivision. Mr. Deaver.
Thank you. The general area is shown on the screen on the aerial photograph. It's the northwest corner of South 76th Street and Oakwood Road. This is the final plat of the second part of the subdivision. Previous first part was already approved. Staff is recommending approval with a couple of conditions. They're both in the staff report and in the resolution. I guess the only thing to note is that the conditions are related to staff has wants more information that a couple of the lots are large enough and buildable and meet all the minimum requirements.
Questions for the staff?
One quick question.
Alderman D'Andrea?
So did you discuss this with the developer, and have they replied back and responded back?
Mr. Barsky's here.
Yes. Within the staff review we did, that was one of the conditions that was set back, and Pinnacle Engineering did show the building footprints that do fit the standard footprints of the rest of the subdivision. So I think that related to those three additional lots that were added, and they do have the same size and stature of the rest of the subdivision.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Barsky, your name and address for us.
Sorry, Eric Barsky, Newman Developments, North 25, West 2605, Paul Court.
Mr. Deedle, is this showing the building footprints, does that help with our other issue of approving individual building locations?
That's only an issue with condo plats.
Oh, this is something, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is,
okay.
Sorry, different subject.
Any other questions for staff or the applicant? Seeing none, is is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution initially approving a final plat for Ryanwood Manor Edition Number 1 subdivision at approximately 76th Street and West Oakwood Road?
Second.
Discussion on that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Eric. Move on to Brion Winters Deck Edition. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. This item might seem a little bit familiar. In addition to this encroachment into the easement, there was an earlier application for actually easement, or not an area exception. It was recommended for approval by Plan Commission, approved by the BZBA. Now this is the actual technical change to the easement to allow the deck. Staff is recommending approval, and I think with only the condition that there is a nearby swale, that swale, which is over an existing storm sewer as well, be maintained and functioning, and should anything happen to that because of this deck, the city will not be liable.
Questions from staff? Is there a resolution approving a partial release and partial restriction waiver of a city storm sewer easement upon Lot 24 in Whispering Woods subdivision to allow for the location of a deck within the easement area released in a wave at 6828 West Fox Haven Court.
Second.
Question? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to D4, master sign program for Franklin Village Shopping Center. Mr. Dito.
Thank you. Again, this item was also once before the Planning Commission about a month ago. The applicant has made revisions to the materials to address most of staff's concerns. Staff still does have a couple concerns. One is that the special exceptions that they are requesting are more than they've pointed out in their application materials, and I'll go over that in a minute. So a motion will have to be crafted to include, if the Planning Commission concurs, we'll have to specifically address granting those special exceptions. So starting at the top, I guess, is there's an existing large pylon sign. They have noted they need an exception, special exception for that. That is included in their materials. Staff has no objection to that. It is an existing sign. All they want to do is reface it. It will come into conformance with the scheme that they want to use for the rest of the signs on the building. Because it is a pylon sign, it was one of the mistakes or errors that they had in their original submittal. It is not a master identification sign. The reason that's important is if it met the criteria of a master identification sign, comes in for free. That square footage does not count against their total, but it does not meet the definition of a master sign. And that is not something that they can be granted a special exception for. You either meet that definition and that sign comes in for free, or you don't meet that definition and the square footage counts against your total. The reason that's not an issue is because one special exception they are also asking for is to have more than the allowed amount. They could have essentially double the amount of signage normally allowed by the municipal code if they get this special, or if they get the master sign program approved. So that map, that large existing sign would count towards their amount and would come under that doubling of their total amount of signs. So they could be granted that if the Planning Commission agrees and staff has no objection. One of the other So that is the ones that they do mention in their application. What they did not mention in their application is they also want to replace an existing smaller sign that's on the northeast corner of the property right along 76th Street. They want to tear it down and replace it with a monument sign. So right now it's a small pylon sign, which is not allowed. They want to replace it with a monument sign, which would be, but they would need two special exceptions for that, which they did not ask for. They would need a special exception to be allowed to remain within the 40-foot setback, and they would be a special exception to allow a second freestanding sign. The master sign program only allows one freestanding sign, which would be that existing large pylon sign. Staff is not recommending approval of that because they tear down the existing sign, the new sign is a new sign, and it should meet all the normal standards. I understand the difficulty, though, if they meet the 40-foot setback, that puts it in the middle of the parking lot. But staff is recommending no to that. If you wish to grant that, that is part of the motion you would have to craft to grant them two special exceptions. One, to keep the sign within the 40-foot setback, and two, to allow them to have a second freestanding sign. The third item is, again, that's something they did, but not quite right. Though they are asking for extra additional signage, the amount is actually 917 square feet rather than the 700 some odd feet that they were asking for. So if you do want to grant them all the signage they are asking for, you would have to approve a special exception for 917 square feet. Again, staff is not recommending approval of that amount. We are recommending approval of 777 square feet, which is everything they're asking for except for that one sign, that second sign on 76th Street, and two slightly smaller signs on the building. And then that's the last issue. There's two signs that are disproportionate to the tenant space and to the other signs. It's for the tenant spaces, if you were curious. At 7107 and 7103. Those two signs are out of proportion with the other signs, so staff is recommending a smaller amount for those two signs. Otherwise, staff is recommending approval of all their other changes. So again, if you approve it the way staff is recommending, all those conditions are in the staff, are in the resolution. If you wish to approve it as the applicant is requesting, not only will changes be needed to the resolution, we'll have to pass another motion to grant them those additional special exceptions.
I have yes.
Okay. Questions from the commission for staff. Commissioner Moore.
Mr. Deal, as you were talking, it occurred to me that across the street there should be other similar kinds of signs. The signs on the other side of the street that we set back to do that.
I would assume any old signs probably don't also.
If they're as close or closer to any signs?
I would say they're probably comparable. So again, we're always grandfathering this stuff in, or we're just not following any enforcement because nobody's ever brought it to our attention. It's only when they ask for new signage or a master sign program that we investigate the matter. So I can honestly say I don't recall within most of the time I've been here complaints about signage in terms of having it too large, too close, or something like that. Usually it only comes up when somebody's asking for new signage or a master sign program. So generally speaking, if it's new, we recommend they follow all requirements. If it's existing, that's what we use the special exceptions for.
Mr. Deedle, you mentioned that there were some of the request was not properly stated or that met. Did he work with staff to be able to put this together, or did he just present it and...
Yeah, they did fix, like I said, there were many, many more concerns and questions the first time around.
Mm-hmm.
So most of them have been addressed. These are the last ones remaining. So they did make most of the corrections that staff was asking for. So, for instance, they were asking for the large monument sign for free instead of counting it towards their total. They had other signs that were out of proportion with the building, and they have fixed those. So they did make many of the changes. These are just the last remaining ones that they didn't correct.
Here's the deal. If you don't get the second sign, a couple of the businesses will not have signs.
Use the microphone, please. We can't hear you.
It depends. They believe that sign will probably be used for the anchor tenant, which would probably be the point after whoever in the future takes that space. And that tenant's already got two signs. They got one facing 76th and one facing Crossing.
On the building.
Yeah. But it's they're not pinned that it has to be an anchor tenant, but that's what their intent was.
It may I speak? Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Deedle, didn't they just put up that sign in the last 5 years that was located to the north? East side?
I do not know.
That was a renovated sign, wasn't it? Or a changed sign?
So they updated the message center below the actual front of the village. Thank you.
You just introduce yourself and your address.
Right. My name is Zach Wenger. I'm with Lemberg Electric. Address is 4085 North 128th Street in Brookfield. To answer your question, that sign is older than 5 feet. What they did do, however, is they put a message center below the static sign.
Okay.
And I do want to speak on that secondary sign, the reason why Franklin Village is asking for it. As Mr. Deedle had stated, it would be, the static sign would be for that anchor tenant, point after, or whomever may come in after, point after it leaves, if they do leave. However, we also proposed a message center, a full-color message center for Franklin Village. The reason we have that message center is to promote the other businesses within the shopping center. It would be at Franklin Village's discretion to post advertisements and get business matters out to a broad audience. Being that this is a corner of Rossman and 76th, there's a lot of traffic there and a lot of potential customers. And there's a lot of really, there's a lot of small businesses inside of this shopping center that need this kind of boost as far as advertisements go. It's essentially a very cheap form of advertising for them on a very high traffic area. So that's one of the primary reasons why this second sign at the corner is important for Franklin Village.
Yeah, thank you. Another question for staff. In our ordinance banner, Mr. Deedle, do we have a restriction on the changing of a sign that would have rotational messaging?
They'll have to follow whatever is normal standards in the municipal code, and I do not know those details. This approval would still be subject to a sign permit from the inspection department, which has to meet all those requirements.
I actually know those requirements too, and what we need.
Okay.
Okay.
Question to staff. Proposed monument sign distance, and that's sitting pretty square in the middle of the site of this building triangle, pretty sure we get the intersection.
It would have been close, but I don't think it's in the middle of it. It's a little bit south of the corner. And I'm hoping that they would have caught it the first. Well, actually, it's old enough, I'm not sure. I can't say that they would have caught it because it is a pretty old sign, I think.
I do have a setback.
So the existing sign is just south of that first car. Yep. That's in the wrong location. Yes. I've been looking at the map. The map is wrong.
So let's do this without the second sign, and then if you guys want to add it, you go, right? Is there a motion to approve a resolution approving a master sign program for Franklin Village at 7101, 7133 South 76th Street with the three conditions listed in the ordinance? And that leaves out the secondary sign.
Motion.
So
moved.
Second.
I have concerns about leaving out that second sign. This is a historic building that has been there for many years. And if we remove that sign, these small businesses in this little center need the help. They need the exposure. They struggle as it is. And I don't think it would be that much of a deterrent to leave it there and to put a nicer sign up. We've seen a lot of positive work in regards to the tenants that are trying to remain in there, as well as some of the work that's been going on around that area. So it's only going to continue to enhance as the other development to the northwest continues to move forward as well. So I would be more in favor of leave it to have a motion with that secondary sign allowed in there.
Okay, so here's how this works. Motion's been made without the sign. There's two ways to handle this. You can vote the motion down. Plan commission actions require four affirmative votes. That would require two of you to vote no. Or you can offer amendment to the makers and seconders of the motions. Mr. City Attorney.
Actually, the mayor is the presiding officer and may vote to affect the result. So if a vote resulted in 3-1 and the mayor was in accord and in favor with the three votes, the mayor could vote accordingly, and that would provide four affirmative votes.
So there's a motion on the floor to approve without the secondary. Commissioner Haley.
I would consider that a friendly motion.
So the new motion includes to keep the sign in the 40-foot setback and to allow the existing... I'm sorry, Mr. Deagle, give us the motion.
So then you'd want to strike C2 from the resolution and add a motion that you add to the resolution that they are that you are granting them special exception to allow a second freestanding sign and a sign within the 40-foot building setback from South 76th Street.
Okay, we have a revised motion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's move back to the regular order of business. Public hearing on the plan development district number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons, a major amendment, a certified survey map, and a site plan amendment for mixed-use building revision and relocation. Snow park hours of operation revision and commercial retail building and apartment building addition to the Ballpark Commons development. There's several matters regarding this. The first one will be a public hearing regarding the plan development district modification amendment. Mr. Kohut, do you have a notice to read?
Yes.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, April 18, 2019 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear the public comment regarding an application by the Ballpark Commons Apartment LLC, an affiliate of Mandale Group, Inc., and in partnership with Zimmar Properties, LLC, Zimmar Properties, LLC, and BPC County Land, LLC, property owners, for approval and an ordinance to amend State Code Section 15-3.0442 of the UDO, Plan Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons, to revise proposed mixed-use building M1 on a newly acquired parcel east of the Ballpark Drive, formerly owned by the Wisconsin DOT, and to move it to the southeast corner of Rawson Avenue and Ballpark Drive, and also to add a single-story approximately 11,000-square-foot commercial-slash-retail building, and to revise the hours of operation for the snow park for the properties listed at 7115 Ballpark Drive and vicinity. The properties are the subject of this application, bear tax key number 754-9001-000, 754-9006-000, and 744-1003-000, and are zoned PDD, Plan Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex / Ballpark Commons.